You're listening to the Make Your Mark podcast series with Anna Hodges, Director and Head Recruiter of Purple Squirrel Recruitment, and Monica Cade, Communication Specialist and Copywriter. In this mini-series, we aim to equip you with the tools and communication skills that help you land your dream role and communicate your value effectively. Welcome to episode 3, Job Interviews. Make your entrance better than Beyoncé's. So this is a pretty common topic amongst job seekers, and even if you're not a job seeker, this is a good episode to listen to learn some tips that could help you learn to be calm and present better in important meetings. Anna, thanks for joining me again.
Thanks, Monica.
Now, I know you and I have had a bit of conversation about job interviews and how we've both seen from our different professions, people are afraid to be themselves. That they show up as someone else when it comes to a crucial meeting or, you know, in this specific situation, a job interview. What's been your experience of that from your perspective?
I think a lot of, in particular, job seekers think that you want them to come as you want them to be, if that makes sense. So rather than being themselves and representing themselves, they think that you want them to be someone different, you know, this kind of magic purple squirrel as we talk about. Mm-hmm. And the reality is we don't. We just want them to be them. We want you to be you. And I think that that is so important in an interview situation, that when you're trying so hard to be either something that you're not, or, you know, making sure that you're remembering everything that you're meant to say, making sure that, you know, you're thinking about all the things that you're going to be saying in the future, is you end up really kind of tongue-tied, you end up usually talking really fast, you have moments of blankness in interviews, and you can't answer questions. And I think that if you're prepared and, you know, you've done your research beforehand, you know what you're walking into, then you can just be yourself, you know, and let the person actually relate to you as a human being.
I often have found that the moments where we become really nervous, there's two points to this, but one point is when we haven't done the preparation. I think for a lot of people, that's when nerves come up, because if you honestly have done the best that you can do in order to prepare for an interview, then the rest is out of your control and you just need to go in there and show up as yourself. Exactly. However, if you haven't, then I can understand how that would then fuel, you know, further nerves and anxiety around the job interview itself.
Yeah, totally. And I think a lot of the time, definitely as an external recruiter, so I do a lot of recruitment for particular clients, is I always try and give them a couple of days at least, just in terms of notice for an interview, so they can take the time to prepare. But doing your research, like looking at the company and understanding who they are, what they do, and why you want to work for them is absolutely important, because I can tell you that every single client of mine, and probably most organizations globally, are going to ask you at some stage in the interview, so why do you want to work for us, Monica? And you know, if you don't have an answer, that's when things get nervous and that's when you start feeling uncomfortable. So I think, as you say, if you do your research, you look up who the interviewers are, you look at the company, you read through the job description, you feel confident about that, and then you go in and go, you know what, I'm just going to be myself and I'm going to be who I am. They're either going to love me and they're going to hire me, or they're not going to love me, and that's okay too, because then they're not hiring me on a pretense that I'm someone else.
And I think that's a beautiful point to dive into the second point that I was about to raise. What I notice as well is people often put their attention on what the other people are thinking of them, which is where a lot of our anxiety and our nervousness comes from. So one thing that I often suggest to clients that I work with who need support around speaking or presenting, I say to them, you know, keep your attention on yourself and just stay really centered. Make sure that you're breathing, because a lot of the time when we're in stressful situations, we actually start to hold our breath and we contract our stomach muscles, and then we don't appear natural because our body's not getting the proper oxygen to begin with.
Exactly.
It's really important that, you know, you are breathing and then you can just be as centered as possible, and you're able to do that by making sure your thoughts are not running around saying, oh, what are they going to think of me? What if I stuff up? Yep. That kind of mental commentary is not going to support you to show up as yourself.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. And I think that when you're constantly thinking what the other person is going to think of you, you're not listening to what they're saying anyway. You're just thinking about all this stuff that's going on in your mind, you know. And I think, you know, one of the things that you can do is, as you say, I think the breathing thing is absolutely paramount. We don't want any fainters on the floor. But also is when you are having a breath, you can say to them, you know, can I just have a moment? I'm sorry, I'm really nervous. And most clients will actually love you for the fact that you're being honest and saying it, and you can just take a deep breath and they'll really relate to you and go, okay, how can we make this, you know, an easier situation for you? Because we want you to do your best.
Exactly. It's just expressing that and saying to someone, I do feel really nervous. That immediately takes the pressure off yourself. And surprisingly, I think people will always be very accommodating. It would be probably a very small percentage that would not respond to that well.
Exactly. And really, are they the people that you want to be working with anyway?
Exactly.
In all honesty.
Yeah.
You want someone who's going to relate to you, particularly if you're actually having an interview with a potential hiring manager. If you're reporting into that person, you want to make sure that there's a rapport there as well. So if they're pushing you and, you know, like trying to make it the hardest interview you've ever been in and, you know, want to see you break, is that the kind of company and manager that you want to be working for in the first place? It certainly wouldn't be for me.
Yeah, a very good point. Now, the other part to interviews is listening. Listening is such a crucial skill in any kind of relationship or, you know, communicative setting, especially in job interviews. What have you found in your experience happens with candidates when they jump into the interview setting?
I think a lot of people, as you said before, because they are so nervous, they're so busy thinking about either the things that they want to say, so making sure they get out, you know, the key things that they want to talk about, which might be, I don't know, examples of success, or it might just be, you know, questions that they have in their mind so they don't forget. Or they're just, you know, so busy with this internal chatter of, oh my God, are they going to like me, that they're not really listening to what the question is that's being asked of them. And what either happens is they get tongue-tied and halfway through they realize they're not answering the question, and they have to ask again, or, you know, need help, or then gets a little bit awkward, or they overtalk. You know, and a lot of people will actually, what I call, oversell themselves. So they'll sell themselves, they'll give an amazing answer, and then they'll keep talking and they keep talking and they keep talking. And you're like, don't do it. You're actually now making us feel like, you know, it wasn't the right answer. Where 3 minutes ago, we were totally with you, we were on your path, and we were like, yeah, that person's amazing, tick, you know. But because they've gone on, they've actually almost talked themselves out of the job. And I think that a lot of the time is, you know, understanding that it's okay to have a bit of quiet space, understanding that it's okay to have a minute to think about it. You know, you can also do things like taking notes to an interview. There's nothing wrong with that. Take in the position description, write down some questions that you want to ask so you don't have to be thinking about those things while they're talking to you. And then when they say at the end, you know, do you have any further questions, you can go to your notes and go, okay, have we covered off those? Are there any that we've missed? Oh, yep, they actually do have one, and you can ask it. Like, you know, I think that that's a really good strategy for a lot of people. But listening is so important, because no matter what you're doing, whether you're in, you know, a software development role, a field service role, you're in communications, you're in graphic design, whatever, it doesn't matter what you do, you need to be able to listen to other people to understand what you need to do. And if you can't, that's going to be, you know, a big challenge in terms of being successful in an interview.
Definitely. I just want to add an extra point as to what you said about going there and feel free to take notes. I think it's also important for job seekers to not give their power away to these people that are, you know, considering you as a potential employee, because it's got to be a fit for both people. And
absolutely,
to give them all the power, then that puts you in that situation where you do feel nervous because you're trying to please them. But if you go in there on an equal playing field, like, hey, I'm going in there, I like the sound of this company, they seem to be like a good fit for me, but I'm going to go in there and have this conversation with them because I need to know if it is a right fit for me. That's coming into the interview with a much stronger approach than if you were to just go in there and go, oh my God, I hope they give me the job. I hope they like me.
I totally agree. And the thing is, I think as well, is that you really need to be interviewing them as mm-hmm. well. And that's why I say, you know, bring in questions with you. You need to be thinking about what is the structure of the business? You know, what are the succession plans? You know, you can ask the interviewers, how long have you been working here for? Mm-hmm. You know, where did you, what role did you start in? How did you grow through the business? I think that there's so many interesting questions. A lot of people get a bit tongue-tied by the end of it because they're so busy trying to impress. But as you say, it really needs to be a fit for both parties.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, I also want to touch on this idea about money and asking for what you're worth. I know we've had a discussion previously, and that's something that you see a lot of people kind of freak out over when they're asked that question or when it comes to talking about money. So how can they make it easier for themselves when this topic is raised?
I think that the big thing is being prepared. I've had myriads of conversations about money, a variety of people, from very junior candidates to very, very senior ones. Probably the most bizarre one was when the person told me that they refused to talk about money. And I was like, well, this is going to get interesting. So usually a recruiter will ask you in the first kind of conversation, the screening, you know, interview, of what your salary expectations are. And the reason why they do that is, number one, so they can understand whether they're in the ballpark for the role that they're looking at, but then also really being able to understand how they can represent you best to their client. It's in their best interest to get you the best deal. So there's no ulterior motive here in terms of why they're asking you the question. But if we talk about money to our clients straight up, we talk about it in the first conversation when we send through your CV, then there's no awkward conversations towards the end where, you know, you love them, they love you, and suddenly they're offering you a job that's 20K less than what you would normally take. I think that's when it gets awkward. So I think being really upfront and honest and open about it is definitely the strategy to take. If you're uncomfortable with it, you know, talk to your recruiter about it. How should I talk about it? What about if they ask me in the interview? You know, how should I respond? Some candidates don't really like talking about money. They don't feel comfortable about it in an interview, but they'll do it with a recruitment agency. So in an interview, they may say, oh, look, my recruitment consultant is actually, you know, dealing with all that for me because they're negotiating. And that may be fine for a role where negotiating isn't part of the job. If you're applying for a sales role or a senior management role, the expectation would be that you can negotiate your own salary. So that would be, you know, I guess the difference in terms of role type and how much input you're going to be talking about in money. But I think doing your research before, understanding what the role is actually paying, or at least a ballpark, understanding what the market is paying as well, seeing where you fit into all that, and then feeling confident about what you're actually talking about. So feeling confident in the numbers in your own mind, and then being able to speak up. But honesty and openness and clear communication is the absolute key, because if you start to fumble here, that's where you'll get into trouble.
Perfectly said. And I think that wraps up this episode as well. And the key takeaways I'm noticing are just be yourself, be honest, and be prepared when you go in for your job interview, and you will nail it in all those areas that we've discussed today.